Eric Van Zandt just released his first solo EP. We debuted his first single last week, and he just happens to be joining us tonight from the Nashville area. Eric, welcome to Some Sort of Rock Show.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
Very excited about this new project. Now, your guitar skills have been held in high regard for many years. Tell us about how your love of guitar began.
Yeah, that's a long story. I was 13. My brother was already playing music, and I got the itch. So my dad went out and bought me just a cheap little acoustic to see if it would take, if I would stick with it, and if it was something that I really enjoyed.
That's a smart dad right there.
Yeah, he eased into it. Once he seen that I really took to it and was gonna make a run at it. I'm from a small town in Mount Vernon, Kentucky. Raised on a farm. You don't get much more country. And my dad, when he seen that I wanted to keep playing and was going to stick with it, he actually sold a cow to buy me my first real electric guitar. And so that's kind of where I come from. That kind of sums it up. It gives you the idea.
I mean, your dad sold a cow to buy your guitar.
That's a straight up true story, man.
That is amazing.
But yeah, then shortly after that, when I was 15, Dad got diagnosed with cancer and very quickly left us to be with the Lord. And so through that, I had a difficult time. Of course, I was 15 years old. I really just kind of shut down. I didn't talk to anybody. Didn't have many friends to begin with. The guitar was my go-to. You know, I could get alone with it. So a lot of people say, think it's strange how much I do love the instrument. But they don't understand that it's a little more than just a piece of wood to me. It's a best friend, you know. And I love playing guitar, man. I love it.
Who were some of your influences there as you were beginning to play the guitar? Who did you want to sound like?
Yeah, so that's a funny story, too. I started playing in church. I was just behind the pulpit, kind of watching the old guys beat and bang around on their old Martins. And so I kind of learned how to strum and change chords and, you know, the fundamentals there. And then at school, one time at grade school, a buddy of mine who was also learning to play brought me a cassette tape. And he said, man, you got to hear the last song on this thing. He said, it starts off slow, but the ending of it is going to get you. So I took it home. It was Freebird by Leonard Skinner. And when it got to the end, you know, that guitar solo, that's when the stars aligned and God said, hey, this is what you're doing. So I kind of learned from all of those, you know, the great Southern bands, just good, you know, American music, Marshall Tucker, the Allman Brothers, all that stuff. But I was a believer, so I had to figure out, you know, what I wanted to do. I believe that God, you know, installed it in my heart to play a certain way. And I had to figure out how to do that for him, you know, to give it back. You know, many moons later, here I am trying to make that happen, trying to do that, you know.
Yeah, I'm John Stafiri. This is Some Sort of Rock Show. I'm talking with Eric Van Zandt. He just released a solo EP. It just happens to be self-titled. Now, Eric, you were a longtime member of the band Seventh Time Down. You all grew up there together in Mount Vernon, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
What did it feel like now to be out on your own, the difference in putting together this solo project?
Yeah, well, you know, with a band, you've got a number of different people. If there's four of you, you're just a quarter of the dollar. And then when you add in, you know, whatever else, management and label, booking, you know, whatever else, everybody speaking into it, your quarter quickly turns into a smaller chunk of change. And I also, you know, I love the guys, and they've got new music coming out, and I'm a bigger cheerleader for them now than I think I've ever been. It'll be awesome. But I think I had some things to say. I had a way to play that just needed to be my own thing, you know, in order to have the freedom to do it. So I'm super excited about it, and they're in my corner too. Mikey and Cliff from the band actually helped me write a couple of the songs on this EP. So it's very much a family thing, and we're all for both of us winning and, you know, just trying to bless some people however we can.
Well, based on what I'm hearing from people I've shared your music with, and also from the comments I've seen online, I can tell you that this project really is blessing people already. Again, I'm John Stafiri. I'm talking with Eric Van Zandt. Now, your lead release that we debuted just last week, it's called Devil's Neck. And I got to tell you, Eric, it's a song that gripped me from the very first time I heard it. And it seems to tell a very personal story. Can you tell us about the inspiration behind this song?
Yeah, when I watch movies or anything, I always love it when they're based on a true story or it seems to hit a little harder. And man, this song is absolutely a true story. So I grew up a very sick child. When I was a kid, I wasn't supposed to have any carpet, curtains, minimal furniture. I couldn't go outside for recess. I had to stay inside with the teacher. I suffered horribly from asthma, allergies. I was just a boy in the bubble. my mother was just my angel. She would set up all hours of the night. She's told me many times that Vicks Vapor Rub and Jesus has saved my life.
Wow.
Multiple times. But she's older, 76 now. But she comes from just a different generation of people where she was taught to get alone with God when she needed answers. You know, not just a prayer for a few minutes, but, you know, to fast for days if she needed to enter into a closet without music, without anything, turn the lights off, and just get alone with God and go after what she's needing from Him, you know, and cry out to Him. Man, I remember when I was a teenager, I would, be out running around doing who knows what, something I shouldn't have been doing, I'm sure, and I would come back late at home, and she's hard of hearing. She got a busted eardrum, can't hardly hear anything from the other. But I remember coming in the house, on the other end of the house, and I would hear Mom. I could just feel it in the air. The atmosphere was different, man. She would be in the back of the house alone, just crying out to the Lord for my safety and for the safety of my brother and our souls, and just to keep us and guide us and, you know, draw us back into Him. And man, I think we need to talk more about that in this day and age, you know, how to be a warrior, a prayer warrior, and how to fight, because there's an enemy out there that wants to kill us, you know, and it's real, and he don't stop. So my mom was my example for that.
This is really good. This is Some Sort of Rock Show. We're talking with Eric Van Zandt about the inspiration behind his first single from his new self-titled EP. The song is called Devil's Neck, and the inspiration was most clearly his mom. Eric, if you would, give us some insight into the writing process then for this song.
The song came to me within 2 hours. It's the quickest song I've ever written. I was on an airplane. I've been playing some shows with the Rhett Walker Band with my buddy Rhett, and we were flying, and everybody had their headphones on, except me. I'd forgot mine. So I just kind of got along with God. Didn't really talk to Him, just let Him talk to me, and that's, you know, I started thinking about all those things, and that's what came to me. So I started jotting them down on my phone, and it's the first song I ever wrote without music, and I came home and recorded it in a day, and man, it seems to be just really hitting home with a lot of people, so I'm super excited.
I love the song already. Now hearing you talk about it, it really brings out that song even more. One of the things that gives me chills when I hear it is the last verse when you realize, hey, not only did she do this for me, now I can do this for my family.
Absolutely. It's that passing on of the torch. You know, I've got a little baby girl and a wife, and man, I can get emotional right now, but I think it really is a responsibility as a parent to pray for the souls of our children, you know, and for my wife, and to plead the blood of Jesus over them. You know, not a lofty prayer, but, you know, my mom would always say, when you pray, you've got to mean it. You've got to get serious. And she showed me what that looked like, and I think that's important to pass down, you know?
Absolutely. Eric, I'm going to play that song right now, that song Devil's Neck. Can you hang on for just a few more minutes and then talk to us about another song from the album?
Sure thing. I'd love to.
From his shiny brand new self-titled EP, this is Eric Van Zandt with Devil's Neck on Some Sort of Rock Show.
Mama kept her foot on the devil's neck. She had fire down in her bones, and you can bet when that old snake came around, the fire started falling down. And Mama kept her foot on the devil's neck. She cry out to Holy Ghost, and when her knees would hit the ground, every demon started leaving town. Your mama kept her foot on the devil's neck. I've seen storm clouds roll away. When she'd pray against the rain, and sickness buckle at the knees, at her praying breath. Oh no, she wouldn't rest until the healing came. And when our family would start to slip, she grabbed the altar with a mother's grip. Oh, and mama kept her foot on the devil's neck. Oh, when the water rose, yeah, she cried out to the Holy Ghost. And when her knees would hit the ground, oh, every demon started leaving town. Your mama kept her foot on the devil's neck. Your mama kept her foot on the devil's neck. Yeah. With a family of my own, and held jealous for their souls. Yeah, I'll fight the fight, 'cause mama taught me how. I'll look him dead in the eye, I'll swing first, yeah, I'll start the fight. I'll keep my foot on the devil's neck. Oh, when the water rose, she cried out to the Holy Ghost. And when her knees would hit the ground, I swear every demon started leaving town. Oh, your mama kept her foot on the devil's neck. Mama kept her foot on the devil's neck. Oh, and I'll keep my foot on the devil's neck.